Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Wicki, and some of you will guess right away that we're going to be talking about the craft show coming up. So good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
The craft show happens twice a year, right?
Yes, it does, spring and fall.
And it is fall.
It is here.
It seemed like it was so hot, and then so wet, but the trees are turning. It's really fall.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's a great time of the year. So when is the craft show? Where is it? Times? All that stuff we need to know.
Okay. Our fall craft show is coming up on Saturday, October 28th. It's at the Cass County Community Center out at the 4-H grounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. that day. We've still got a few vendors spaces available if anyone wants to get in yet in the next little bit. But
You fill the building.
Yes, we do.
And
we
sometimes try to outside of the main place.
Yes, we do. If it's a nice day, there's some that don't mind being outside even to set up their items. Mm.
So that's something that needs to happen right away. If you're listening and you would like to be able to sell some product, then who do they call?
You can call Becky Bonney. She's kind of the co-chair part of the vendor spaces, and her number is 254-0838. Or if you see me around and you want to call me, it's 250-0801. We get in touch with each other quite a bit.
I bet you
this
do.
Time of year,
I
so we will do. Get the messages back and forth to each other.
And if we miss those phone numbers, you know, one of the things that you guys do a really good job of, I think, is those posters downtown, those
yes.
bright orange ones, and they have your phone numbers on there.
They sure do,
yeah.
And we're on Facebook and BPW website also, so you can go to that and find out anything like that too.
Okay, so if we're looking for, do we put in Atlantic BPW, or you just go BPW? How do we get there?
Atlantic BPW.
Okay, excellent. So you know you can follow up that way. So the reason, of course, for the vendors is that you have all of these wonderful things for people to come and shop for. And it's a long list, Jackie.
Yes, it is. We've got something for everyone, so anybody can come out and find something. We've got some home-based businesses that will be there that day. We've got Watkins, Tupperware, the LuLaRoe clothing, Lip Sense, the lip gloss, Arbonne, the Osborne Books, 31 Gifts, Pampered Chef, so there's all of those that will be there. Our Hypnosis Gentleman is coming back again. And then for craft items, there's crocheted and knitted items, cross stitch, embroidery, essential oils, clocks. There's a couple here in town that make beautiful clocks. Jewelry, hair accessories, crayon bags, the neck wraps, and of course seasonal decor. I'm sure we'll have lots of fall and lots of Christmas decor going on. Jewelry is a big thing right now, you know, in all of the craft shows. There's some pot holders, bowl holders, and this one sounds interesting, mini tailgate games. Doll clothes, photo mugs, candles, and heavenly hugs.
What are heavenly hugs?
I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to find out what it is. I can always use a heavenly hug.
You bet. We could all use a hug. So that says we need to come and find out about heavenly hugs. Now, Jackie, you said there's something there for everybody. And as you went through the list, I'm thinking, okay, there's the crayon bags for kids. There's comfort kinds of things. As we get older, sometimes we want more comfort kinds of things. I don't know if you mentioned baked goods.
Yes, there's baked goods and mixes, things like that. You know, this is a great time of year to have that soup mix that you just add the liquid to.
Yes, wonderful. And if you're going to do any entertaining, you know, if that's, you know, you're not quite ready to have company, but you could put something in the freezer and be ready.
You bet you can.
So just as you said, something for everybody. Now, mentioning food, you also have food available to buy.
Yes, we are. We will have the concession stand open, and that is another big part of our fundraising effort for the craft show. We will be having Sloppy Joe's, hot dogs, homemade potato salad, chili dogs. Well, sloppy dogs, we call them.
Okay.
And our homemade pies.
And sodas. You have takeout containers.
Yes, we do. We have takeout. So if you want to eat there and take it home for the, later too for supper, or just come out and get it and take it on home, we'll fix you up.
All right. So, and for some people, I think that's a major kind of thing. It's a different place to go and have lunch. If you eat out most lunch times, this is a great place to go and have something homemade. And
it's really fun to see a lot of, especially ladies that come out and they just meet for lunch. They'll make their trip around the building and sit and visit and have a sandwich and relax a little bit, and then they go back around and making their decisions.
Yeah, you kind of got to check it all out before you make your decisions. Now, something we didn't mention, and this really is a biggie, you have a fee when you come in the door.
Yes, we do. It's 50 cents. And there'll be some of our members out there collecting that 50 cents, and that ticket enables you to be qualified for the drawing. But every half hour, we draw a ticket because we ask each one of our vendors to donate something. So you'll be getting something from each one of our vendors there.
Do you have anything to raffle this year? Often you
no,
have
we don't.
Okay, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Often you do have something to raffle. So, so you're taking in money because the vendors pay a fee, and you have your meal. Those are kind of the two major income sources.
Yes,
for this
that's our big main things. But the 50 cents, it kind of lets us know how many tickets we sell. The vendors are always, once one of their biggest questions is to say, how many people go through there in a day's time for a day's show to see whether it's worth it for them? And we're very proud to be able to answer, anywhere from 4 to 450 people go through that building in a matter of from 9 to 3 p.m. So in 6 hours, you see a lot of people come through the doors.
And that's another reason to go, actually, is because I always see people that I don't see other times of the year. So it's kind of like, oh, hi. You
know, oh, great
you.
Fun. Yeah,
yes,
it is.
So that's great. So when you add all this up in terms of the income, well, you have some ways that you spend that income.
Yes, we always do. It's always going out. We have these fundraisers and then our Exit 113 dance that we've been having every year, too. That allows us to give to scholarships, which our main purpose for business and professional women is to give scholarships to non-traditional students. That being someone that's been out of the workforce, not right out of high school, they might have started their family, you know, or deciding now to go back and get more education. Someone that's been out of high school for at least 5 years, that's who is eligible for our scholarships.
And do they need to be going to college, or it can be other kinds of training?
It can be a trade school, you know, that just need to be going to a school.
Okay. So scholarships, but I know you also, I hear every once in a while, BPW is giving to this and that in the community.
Yes, we do, and we're very proud of that because of our successful fundraisers. We've been able to up our budget to give back to the community, to give to so many projects that go around, like the fire department, anything that there's a need for. Christmas will be coming up. We always do the shop with the cop, and there's always somebody that's in need, you know, and when we get requests like that or something that we see, we like to try to help out the community.
Okay. So how many members do you have, Jackie?
We have 40 plus members.
You're the biggest in
the
state.
We are the biggest in the state and the most active.
I was gonna say, yes. And so that means you are involved at the state level as well as here locally. I know you should all smile. I'm sure you do, to know that you are the biggest and the best.
Yes, we do, because Muscatine used to be our big rival, you know, but they've really kind of fallen by the wayside, and we are still up and going and very proud of our group. Even when we go to the state meetings, people marvel at us that you guys just all have so much fun together, and that's the key thing. We are friends, we do things together, and we look forward to being together.
Good way to meet new people, too.
Yes, it is.
If you come new to town, this would be a good group to get involved with. So, Jackie, remind us about the Fall Craft Show. What do we need to know?
Just come on out to the community center on Saturday, October 28th at the 4-H grounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out, look around, have lunch, visit with your friends, get a group of gals or anyone to meet you out there.
Okay, thank you so much, Jackie Wickie, for reminding us about the craft show coming up. And until next time, here's something, well, I hope will make you smile rather than frown. It's a whole lot easier to get older than it is to get wiser.